WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Feminine Reset. I'm your host, Laura Bennett. And let me tell you, today's topic is something that's super close to my heart. It's all about the power of vulnerability. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, here comes another preaky self-help episode, hear me out. We live in a world obsessed with perfection, where everyone's putting on this flawless facade online. But let's be real, that stuff is exhausting, right? It can leave us feeling like we're constantly falling short and never good enough. So today, I want to flip the script. I want to talk about why embracing our imperfections, letting down those walls, and being truly vulnerable can actually be the key to unlocking a more authentic, fulfilling life. First things first, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's actually a superpower. Think about it. It takes courage to show up as your true self, even when you're scared or unsure. It means being open to connection, to letting someone see the real you, with all your quirks and flaws. And guess what? That kind of genuine connection is what builds strong, lasting relationships. Ever felt the deep sense of connection with someone who just gets you, who sees you for who you are, not who you pretend to be? That's the magic of vulnerability. Secondly, let's talk about growth. Being vulnerable allows us to learn and evolve. When we open ourselves up to feedback, even if it's tough to hear, we create space for personal development. It means being willing to admit when we're wrong, to ask for help, and to step outside our comfort zones. You know that feeling when you finally conquer a fear or overcome a challenge? That sense of accomplishment comes from facing those things head on, with courage and vulnerability. Thirdly, remember this authenticity attracts authenticity. When you're vulnerable, you invite others to do the same. It creates a ripple effect of trust and openness. Think about it, who wants to spend time with someone who's always putting on a show? We crave genuine connection, and that starts with being authentically ourselves. And speaking of authenticity, it's also about embracing our imperfections. You know that quote, perfection is overrated. So true. Our flaws, our quirks, those are what make us unique and interesting. Being vulnerable means accepting all parts of ourselves, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Finally, vulnerability is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Start small. Share something personal with a trusted friend or family member. Be open to feedback at work. Even just taking a moment to acknowledge your own feelings can be a powerful act of vulnerability. Now, I want you to picture this. You're at a networking event and you meet someone who seems really interesting. You could stick to safe topics, talking about the weather or current events, but wouldn't it be more fulfilling to share something genuine? Maybe you tell them about a recent project that challenged you or a personal interest you're passionate about. By being vulnerable and sharing a bit of yourself, you create a space for real connection, and who knows, maybe even the start of a beautiful friendship. So remember, friends, vulnerability isn't about weakness, it's about strength, courage, and authenticity. It's about showing up as your true self, imperfections and all, and allowing that to connect you with others on a deeper level. Take this one step further. Think about something small you can share today, something that feels vulnerable but also empowering. Tell a friend about the fear you're facing, share an opinion you're passionate about, or even just admit when you need help with something. These small acts of vulnerability can ripple outward and create a more authentic and fulfilling life for both you and those around you. And don't forget to keep the conversation going. Share your thoughts on social media using #FeminineReset. I love hearing from you all and seeing how you're embracing your power through vulnerability. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.